Sagt the Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Tainis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gemel. The Tana of our Mishnah is going to explain that the Anshei Hamaimed would fast 4 days during the week. But even during the days that they didn't fast, they would still come into the Beis HaKnesses and engage in the Seder Hamaimed. In other words, they would read from Chumash Bereishis, what was created on that given day, and they would say special tefillos, that the carbon should be accepted. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. The Anshei HaMaimed, the people of the Maimed, Hayimisana would fast Arba Yomim Bashvua, 4 days throughout the week. And that would be Meyom Sheni Vad Yom Chamishi, from Monday through Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Why would they not fast on Sunday and Friday? So the Mishnah explains. They would not fast Erev Shabbos, but they quite HaShabbos. We've already mentioned this beforehand. It's not covet for Shabbos to come into Shabbos when you're not in a good mood and you're hungry and in pain. They wouldn't fast on Sunday. They shouldn't leave Shabbos, which was a day of peace and einig and pleasure, to a day of working hard and fasting, from one extreme to the other extreme. They can die, because their body is not used to such a sudden change. Whenever there's a sudden change, you always have to be careful. Now, in the Gemara and the Bat Tanura brings some of them, there are many different reasons why they didn't fast on Sunday. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Noitzrin, they would have their holiday on the first day of the week. If the Yidden would fast then, they would consider this to be antagonistic toward them. Azayzok Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini tells us in the Gemara and the Bat Tanura brings this reason. Adam HaRishon was created on Friday. That means the third day to his creation is Sunday. Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday is the third day. Always on the third day, after an operation, a person is weak. So we don't want fasting on Sunday. Rish Lakish says another reason that the Bat Tanura quotes is because of the Neshama Yisera. On Erev Shabbos, as Shabbos comes in, the person gets a Neshama Yisera next to Neshama. On Matzah Shabbos, it leaves. Shavas vayinofash, Chazal darshan, kivon shashavas, they of the nefesh, the neshama yisayrus leaves, and memela. So the person already lost part of his neshama. On top of that, he's fasting. It could lead to a sakana. Here too, the Bat Tanura reminds us what we mentioned in the previous mishnah, that every day the anshei maimed daven neila. We also mentioned in the previous mishnah that they would read from the Torah each day the parsha in Maisa Bereishis of that day. B'yom HaRishon, on day number one, on the first day of the week, they would read B'maisa Bereishis, what took place on the first day, which is the parsha of Bereishis, and they would also read V'hi Rakia, which is the parsha of the second day. Why didn't they just read the parsha of the first day? The problem is, you have to have at least 9 psukim. We're going to call up a Kayan, a Levi and a Yisrael, and each one has to read at least 3 psukim. And from Bereishis until the second day, you don't have 9 psukim. So they had to add on the second parsha. Vasheni, on the second day, they also read 2 parshias. They read Yehi Rakia, which is really the parsha that they're supposed to read, the parsha of what was created on day number 2, and today's day number 2 of the week. But they didn't stop there. They also read Hikavu Hamayim, which is what happened on day number 3. And that was also because they didn't have enough psukim. The truth is, if you count up the parshias of day number 1 and day number 2, there's a total of 8. In the first parsha, there's only 5 psukim. In the second parsha, there are 3. Well, one of the terutzim in the Gemara is that the Levi repeats one pasuk that the Balkaira already read. Now here too, on Monday, I'm reading the parsha of what was created on Monday, as well as the parsha of what was created on Tuesday, and I also have only 3 psukim on the Monday parsha and 5 psukim in the Tuesday parsha. So in this case, the Yisrael is going to repeat and read over the pasuk that the Levi finished with. Does this mean, let's say if it was Parshas B'Shalach, they didn't read Parshas B'Shalach? Well, the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah says, yes, the Anshei Maimed had a different Kriyas HaTorah. It's like the Mishnah Vayta B'Shlishi, on Tuesday, they also read 2 Parshias. They read the Tuesday Parsha of Yikavu HaMayim and Behima Oireis, which is what took place on the 4th day. Once again, the problem is, I don't have enough psukim in one parsha. Baravi, on Wednesday, on the 4th day of the week, they also read 2 parshias. The first one, what took place on that day, on Wednesday, which is Yehima Oireis, and then they also added V'yishutzu Hamayim, which is what took place on Thursday. B'chamishi, on Thursday, they also read two parashiyas. The first one is the parasha of Ma'aseh Bereishis, of that day, that's the main thing. What was created on Thursday, that's Yishutzu Hamayim, and they would add V'toitzei Ya'aretz, which is what took place on the sixth day. Once again, because there's not enough psukim. Bashishi, on day number six, on Erev Shabbos, they would also read two parashiyas. The first one in the Ma'aseh Bereishis of that day, which is Toitzei Ya'aretz, and we read the things that Ribono Shel Olam created on the sixth day, but they also read V'yichulu HaShemayim. How do they divide the parashiyas? Zakta Mishnah. Parasha Gedoila, a big parasha where there's enough for two people to be called up, Karinesa B'Shnayim. They called up two people. Vaktana, in the small parasha where you didn't have six psukim, B'Yachid. One person read that. Let's say on day number one, they would read Bereishis, that has only five psukim. In the second parasha, they would also read what happened on Monday, that has three psukim. So the bigger parasha is Bereishis. The smaller parasha is what took place on Monday, Yirikia. They would call up two people for Bereishis. Two people for the bigger parasha, the five psukim, that's Bereishis. And one person for the three psukim we're going to read in the next parasha, which is the Monday parasha of Yirikia. And how are we going to break it up? Because everyone has to have at least three psukim. So we call up one person who reads the first three psukim. Then we call up a second person who repeats the third pasuk. And then continues on. And he's Mashlim, the parasha of Bereishis. The third person reads Yehi Rakia, and the same we do every single day. We call up two people to the bigger parasha, because every day there are two parashiyas. And the Yachid, the third one, gets the smaller parasha. And the same is done every day, but it's adjusted accordingly. Like, for example, on Friday. So I read Taitzei Aretz, what took place on Friday. That has eight psukim. But eight is not enough. You have to have a minimum of nine psukim. So I take in the whole next parasha of Vayichul HaShemayim, but that has three psukim. So we're going to call two to the first parasha and one to the smaller parasha. Zakta Mishnah, this is what they did b'shachris and also b'musaf. On a day that they had musaf, like Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, they would read by musaf the same parashiyas of Ma'aseh Bereishis. Not on Shabbos. However, we're going to see later on Shabbos, they didn't read the parashiyas of Ma'aseh Bereishis. However, uba mincha, during Tfilas Mincha, because by now they're already fasting a whole day and they're weak, so we don't make them read from a Sefer Torah. Rather, Nichnasim, they enter the Beis HaKnesses, V'Kairin, they read the Parashiyas Alpi, and they read it Balpe, everyone on his own, K'Kairin HaShema, just like by Shema, everyone reads the Parashah on his own without a Sefer Torah. However, Erev Shabbos B'Mincha, Loya Nichnasim. They didn't go into the Beis HaKnesses at all, Erev Shabbos Mincha, to read Ma'aseh Bereishis, and that was it, Nekvayda Shabbos, they should be able to prepare whatever they needed for Tzarchi Shabbos. They did come to the Beis HaKnesses, the Davin Mincha, but they didn't read Ma'aseh Bereishis at all. Not from a Sefer Torah, not Bal Peh. Rather, right after Shmonesrei of Mincha, they went out and they were Isaac, and whatever they had to do to prepare for Shabbos. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. The Anshei Maimit would fast four out of the 7 days of the week. They would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They would not fast on Friday, not to come into Shabbos when you're hungry. They wouldn't fast on Sunday for a whole host of different reasons that the Gemara explains. Sunday is the third day to creation. A person is weak. It's right after they already lost in Neshama Yisrael. After Shabbos, so we don't want to add a tainus to that. But they didn't fast again, Erev Shabbos. Didn't fast on Sunday, and of course, didn't fast on Shabbos. So there were four out of the 7 days of the week that they did fast, Monday through Thursday. Now each day they had to read from Ma'aseh Bereishis, but the problem is you have to have nine psukim. So every day they had to combine two parashiyas. And the first day they read Bereishis, which is the main thing, today, Sunday. This is what was created on day number one, but they had to add the parasha of Yirikia. On the second day, they read Yirikia, which is the Monday parasha, but they had to add the parasha of Yikavu Hamayim. Same is true for the other days of the week. They always read that day, what was created on that day, plus the next parasha, and it had to be adjusted accordingly, because you have to have three people being called up. Each one has to have a minimum of three psukim. Generally, there was a bigger parasha and a smaller parasha. Two were assigned to the big parasha, and one person to the smaller parasha. As we explained, sometimes they had to repeat a pasuk. We also went on to learn in this Mishnah that they read from the Sefer Torah, Shachris and Musaf. However, during Mincha, because they were already shvach from the Tainus, they read a Bal Peh. Really, Torah Shebeksavi, not supposed to read Bal Peh, but over here, they allowed them to read a Bal Peh. It was the same as Shema, which is also read Bal Peh. Erev Shabbos B'Mincha, they didn't read at all. not from inside the Sefer Torah, and not even Baal Peh, because they need a time to prepare for Shabbos.